Yes, man. This is ridiculous, man. Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's obvious what's being done out here. It's on a nightly basis. I hope the world can see now what's really going on out here, because it's getting ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. Yeah.
All right, let's get this shit going.
All right. Oh, my God. Yeah, we're good.
Let's go.
All right, so this is the Boys from Oklahoma podcast, and it is an emergency podcast.
Emergency podcast.
Free agency is just nuts right now. It's absolutely insane. LeBron signing is not even a big deal. Paul George, who gives a shit? Boogie, DeMarcus Cousins, making the dumbest move in NBA history that's just going to ruin the NBA for the next 5 years. No matter who gets hurt for the Warriors, they still have four fucking All-Stars.
Damn. Five.
How do you really feel?
I mean, it's just unbelievable. It really is.
You know what? When I first heard the news, I was really pissed. And I'm still, you know, I'm not too happy about it. But if you really think about, like, players that have gotten Achilles injuries, who has really come back from an Achilles injury and been the same? I mean, yeah, he'll still be good. He'll still be better than JaVale McGee or Zaza Pachulia. He's not going to be the same level, though. If you look at some of the players, you have Wesley Matthews, never the same. Kobe Bryant, after he hurt his Achilles, I mean, granted, he was already old, but he was never the same Kobe. I mean, there's quite a few players. Like, there's players that didn't even come back after an Achilles injury. So, I mean, and I think that's one of the reasons I was thinking about it. Like, he could have, before he got an injury, he could have gotten a $200 million deal. After, I don't think people really wanted to give him money, like, knowing that he hadn't played. So the Warriors just capitalized on it. They were like,
well,
okay.
he's also not playing, and he's not going to be able to start the season, I thought.
Right. No, he won't be back until at least after the new year.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is the Warriors got a all-star talent center for $5 million. $5 million. Yeah. That's it. For 1 year. That's unbelievable that they just became like the best team ever, just became like a lot better. And it was basically the biggest fuck you to LeBron they could ever have, but which kind of makes me pretty – that makes me really happy.
See, that, like, if you're DeMarcus Cousins, why don't you just go to L.A.? Like, oh, it just really – I don't know. It just really pisses me off. Just because, like, the league will never be the same. The league is so shit now because of KD. Like, it's ridiculous.
Hello?
Did we lose Alec?
We might have. It says we still got him in the chat.
Oh, damn. But, damn. That's horrible news.
R.I.P. But, Clauser, what are your thoughts on this? Not really being a basketball guy.
Well, I see, the way I look at it is the Warriors are probably going to win anyways. I mean, it doesn't look like this Lakers team is good. I'm not saying they're not going to be good, but in the Western Conference, I just don't think that it's going to be an easy road to the finals. Obviously, now they're going to have to go through the Warriors, Jazz, Houston, whoever it is, just to get to the finals. So I just don't see it being the same road that LeBron's had the last few years. So I don't think it really matters that much. It's going to come down to the Celtics and the Warriors.
I think what it really comes down to is that the Warriors making the move they did is just forcing LeBron to go into Magic's off. You're telling me that LeBron didn't go into Magic's office today and say, we fucking need Kawhi? Kawhi Leonard will be on he'll be on the Lakers tomorrow. Like, I can
LeBron's going in that office and saying, I need Kawhi here now.
If not, like, more. Like, Lonzo, Kyle Kuzma, Brandon Ingram, Rajon Rondo, and whoever else you want to throw in that fucking lineup is not going to do the trick.
LeBron James plays on the same team as Lonzo Ball. I forgot about that.
The fact that LeVar is, like, actually going to, like, be on the same team – or, like, going to be involved with LeBron is just so funny. Like, look, LeBron is, like, going to, like, run the team, and LeVar is going to say some shit, and LeBron's just going to have to, like, be like, he's just going to have to sit Lonzo down and be like, tell your dad to shut the fuck up.
Well, honestly, like, I can't imagine that LeBron's going to sit there and tolerate LeVar to any extent. So I it feels like to me that at some point LeBron's going to have a conversation about, hey, LeVar needs to go or Lonzo needs to go. And they're,
yeah.
And LeVar is going to be like, no, I'm not fucking going. So he's just going to get Lonzo traded just like he did half of the Cavs last year.
If LeBron was like a real like fucking SOB and like had some swagger and like was a real like hard ass, he would, if LeVar ever mouthed off to him, he would just have LeVar killed. Like that's just what he should do, but he's too much of a pussy to
he's not J.R. Smith enough to get that kind of a thing done.
Yeah, he's not
the reason J.R. Smith didn't get traded.
Yeah. There, he's not like on the Delonte West level where he's just gonna fuck LeBron's mom. Like, it's kind of like a spin zone almost, where LeBron needs to have the mentality that Delonte West had to fuck LeBron's like, literally mom in order to get rid of LeVar.
Yeah.
You have to be that savage.
Was it Gilbert Arenas that brought like a bunch of guns into an NBA locker room?
Yeah, it was.
I completely forgot about that. I also forgot that Gilbert Arenas was good at basketball at one point.
Yeah, that was a weird time in the NBA where it's just like it, like being like kind of like a thug and like kind of like I don't want to, like, I'm gonna come off really racist here. Like being like I'm not, and it's just, it's not gonna sound well, but like kind of being like a thug or kind of being like a gangster in the NBA in the 2000s was like, that's just like how it was. Like everybody, like you look at like Rasheed Wallace, like that dude fucking he just mean mugged people every single night. Same with KG. And it's just kind of like that mentality of the 2000s.
Wait, who was on that Pistons team that was really fucking good?
Rasheed Wallace, Rip Hamilton, the GOAT, Chauncey.
Literally, all I remember about that team is Chauncey Billups and then, like, five thumbs. And they were really fucking good at basketball.
No, the greatest team of all time is the Denver Nuggets of 2009, the 2009-2010 season, where they took the Lakers, who won the championship that year, to seven games in the Western Conference Finals. And let me just read off this starting five. Starting off at point guard, AI, Allen Iverson. J.R. Smith in his prime. Carmelo Anthony with cornrows. Kenyon Martin and Marcus Camby to finish out the starting five.
Wow.
They were so goddamn good at basketball, it hurts.
Honestly, after you said AI and J.R. Smith, I mean, that was enough really for me. I mean,
and
Allen Iverson, pre-Big Three League.
I mean, yeah, big. Have you ever watched, like, speaking, like, we're getting way off the rails here, but,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you
we
watched
are.
A big...
Yeah, I actually, like, so, I was like, when was that? Last Friday, I'm just sitting on my couch watching TV, and I'm going through the guide, and I see Big Three, and I'm like, no shit, I didn't know this was actually on TV, and so I turned it on, and it was, like, almost interesting.
It's just like, hey, do you want to watch a bunch of old, like,
kind like,
of
you have to be drunk.
Basketball?
You have to be drunk to watch it. Like, I firmly believe that after watching it sober. And, like, the entire time I was like, okay, this is kind of badass, but this is kind of stupid.
Like, it kind of goes back to, like, hey, like, these are all, like, kind of, like, relevant players from the 2000s who don't really yeah. shoot threes. They just kind of back people down in the paint and play, like, pickup basketball. But, like, that'd be pretty interesting if I was hammered. I'm not going to watch
If I'm hammered, it'd be like, oh, my God, 45-year-old Allen Iverson just, like, somehow back down Chauncey Billups. Like, that'd be badass. But
yeah, Nate Robinson in the league, like, Kenyon Martin. Like, the white mamba's in the league. Like, if an old, like, white mamba is – Brian Scalabrine is in that league, like, that's not a very relevant
league. Is Dirk going to go to the Big Three after he retires?
I don't even know if Dirk's going to, like, Like, he's not even going to pick up a basketball when he's done playing. I'm pretty sure, like, Dirk, like, doesn't care about basketball.
He's just going to have so much arthritis that he won't be able to move.
Yeah.
I firmly believe that.
So, basically, getting back, like, on – getting back on track with free agency is, and all that's going on is that, like, the Warriors just became good – like, they became good, like, again, better. I don't know how to, like, describe them without just saying, like, they're the best team ever. Like, I know every OKC fan's going to, like, rave about how, like, they got Paul George. Like, when I, like – is it just me or, like, when they got Paul George back, they acted like they won, like, the fucking championship. Well, like, okay. I don't, like, understand.
I wouldn't be – I would – if I were them, I would be celebrating the day that somehow they get rid of Carmelo Anthony. Because until you get rid of Carmelo Anthony and that contract you have with him, you are not going to be anything. Yeah, and I don't care who you have on your team. Like, you're not going to get at anyone else. And you're until just going to be stagnant.
Until you get Carmelo Anthony to opt out of a $29.8 million contract for 1 year, you guys need to stop celebrating fucking basketball. Like, just stop.
Yeah, just understand you're going to lose in the first round to the Jazz again.
Yeah, like, get the fuck out of here. Like, they have the exact same fucking team as last year, and they lost to the Jazz last year. Like, the Nuggets have only gotten better. The Nuggets got Michael fucking Porter Jr., who is the number one player coming out of high school, and he got hurt, and he was potentially supposed to be the number one draft pick, and they got him at 14. So if we want to talk about teams who really made moves, let's talk about fucking
you're probably Nuggets. Right. But like, I see the reason for excitement, because if they didn't keep Paul George, then all they have to bring a third player in.
Russell Westbrook. And – obviously Russ is good, but if you have Russ and Paul George, and then suddenly Anthony Davis becomes available in a couple years somehow, and maybe you could get Anthony Davis to come in, and suddenly, I mean, that's not going to be like
you're not. It's not a. You're not going to beat. It's a long term plan for sure.
Yeah, you're not going to beat the Warriors, but like you have a place to start at least.
And a lot of OKC fans that like are starting to realize that KD's not such a horrible guy after all, that like KD's contract that he signed with the Warriors makes it possible for him to be Thunder next year.
Oh, I firmly believe that when KD has an option to leave the Warriors, he's one to leave the Warriors. Because, and honestly, at some point, like Klay Thompson, he's probably not good enough to be a team's number one or number two, but he's good because he has four other players on the floor that are probably better than him, if not just as good as him, and that allows him to just be able to stretch the floor. But I think KD is going to be like, I want to try to prove that I didn't need this team. And I'm not saying that going to a team that has Paul George and Russell Westbrook is much better than going to a team with Steph Curry and that whole gang, but I do think that it is sort of a rite of passage for him to finish his career in OKC, or at least make a return.
Yeah. So basically, it's like the only like way that like this like postseason or this free agency can be wrapped up and like looked at as a positive is that nothing really changed. Like, the NBA, like, the Celtics are just going to roll the East.
Yeah.
The West will still be competitive. The Thunder are still not good. The Rockets stayed the same. And it's just going to be a real, like, it's just going to evolve into the Warriors winning the championship again. So, like, we don't really need to expect anything else. Like, it's the same as the last 4 years that we just – the only thing different is that we'll not have to see LeBron in the finals. That'll be nice.
Yeah, well, I think that alone is worth the price of a ticket for this NBA season coming up. I think I can speak for most of America collectively saying that I'm really getting tired of seeing LeBron James. And honestly, thank God he signed with the Lakers as soon as he did, because I was getting so fucking tired of seeing
that.
Where's LeBron going to go?
That was the nicest thing LeBron's ever done.
Yeah,
for me. I really appreciate that of him. That was very kind of him.
We should write him a thank you note, because I was like, I mean, shit, he's been doing this to us since like he was 18 years old, and controlling our lives around this time of year, every 4 years. And yeah, this year, at least he didn't produce like a show out of it. So that was nice of him.
Dear LeBron, thanks for being very nice to us this year, and not being a fucker.
And sorry that you're playing for the Cavs 2.0 this year.
And
losing the Western Conference Finals.
And if you ever want to give the Boys from Oklahoma podcast a shout, just
hit us up. Care to come on and discuss all of your decisions you've made this year, LeBron?
Talk with your two biggest fans.
Well, I mean, one, I wouldn't say I'm a big fan of LeBron, but like, I'm not gonna stop to not have a conversation.
I'm not gonna say that. I'm gonna lie to his face for sure. And just jerk him off a little bit.
That one time, but when like, I was eight, and you played the Mavs, and I went to the game. I loved it, and that was when I fell in love with you. I'm gonna tell him.
It'll just be. Like, if I ever actually see LeBron, I don't know what I'll do. I'll just probably be like, oh, that's that cocksucker. But, like, yep. I'm not going to ever, like, it's just one of those things where, like, I don't ever plan on meeting LeBron. And now that he lives in L.A., I probably never will because I don't plan on going to L.A. anytime soon.
Yeah, it's like if Tom Brady walked up to me and talked to me, I really want to be like, I want to punch you in the fucking face right now. But at the same time, be like, like Ricky Bobby, like that one fucking French guy is like, damn it, I respect you. Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. Like, I respect Tom Brady, but I want to punch the shit out of him.
There's those guys in sports. I'd have
to tell him that.
There's those guys in sports that like there's only a few of them, but like Tom Brady's one of them. Tiger Woods is one of them. LeBron's one of them, where they just have this aura around them where you're like, holy shit. Like, if you ever saw them in person, like, you would probably just, like, shit your pants. Because
it's like seeing, like, a president or something like that. Like, I actually feel like I'd rather see – actually, no, I certainly can say this now. I would rather see, like, Tiger Woods at a restaurant than see Donald Trump at a restaurant.
Absolutely. Like there's no president in the history of, like – there's no president in history that I'd rather see than, like, if I got to meet, like, fucking
– George Washington would be tight.
George Washington would be tight, but, like, he'd smell bad. Like, he'd smell goddamn bad. Like, yeah. Deodorant wasn't created until, like, the 1800s. Like, if that. Like, that was shitty deodorant.
If you could have dinner with one president, who would it be?
Probably JFK. Ooh. He was pretty swaggy.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Before he got his head blown off. But, yeah. Like, that's bad taste.
Hey, if you're ever driving through Dallas, there's an X on the street where he got shot.
Yeah, he got fucking murdered pretty brutally.
Yeah, there's an
the video's pretty graphic.
Murdered.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty. It's kind of like gruesome. Like my brother used to live over there, and I'd drive past it. Like, bro, I just drove right at where a president got shot.
They don't have that like blocked off. No. I feel like that's like.
I think I heard the hospital room that he died in Dallas is like blocked off and is like a museum or something now. I don't know, but yeah.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, I'm really getting us off topic tonight. But I do think we should start watching the Big Three every week.
And just kind of reporting on it.
Yeah, like... and we can just bring people up to date. Like, Nate Robinson had 8 points and Allen Iverson had 6.
I know that, like, I'm going to, like, commit to this and then, like, do it one time.
Yeah, we're going to do it one time. We're going to think it's great. And then we're just going to be like, nah.
Like, it's just going to be so bad. Like, I'm going to get really drunk for it and, like, really happy just watch it. And then, like, I'm not going to be able to – yeah, and then I'm not going to be able to muster up the energy to, like, get hammered for a Big Three, like, Saturday or Friday.
I'm literally going to, like, self-induce alcoholism if I have to continue to watch the Big Three.
Yeah, like, my mom's going to be like, what are you doing tonight? Like, are you going to hang out with your friends? No, I'm getting drunk by myself and watching the Big Three. My mom's going to be like, what the fuck is wrong
with you? What the fuck is wrong with you? No one watches.
Yeah, like, go hang out with your friends, loser.
You mean that show on Fox Sports 1?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Well, now that we're kind of, like, through the show, you want to hear the story of why I was a little late to the podcast tonight.
Yeah, I do want to hear it because I saw the picture, and you should explain it to everyone listening about it. So yeah, I want to hear it.
So I'm in Oregon. I don't know if this got through at the beginning, so I'm just gonna tell again.
Yeah.
I'm in Oregon right now. with my I'm staying with my grandparents in rural right outside of Portland. We went to the St. Paul Rodeo Hall of Fame dinner tonight, and some big names there, some big cattle there.
Big cattle there.
Yeah.
It was his name Angus.
It was actually named Betsy. So, but anyways, at this dinner, they had fucking every kind, like they had so many things that you could like auction off. But the only thing that really caught my eye was just this, Nolan Ryan autographed jersey. And I literally like looked at my brothers and I was like, I will pay any amount of money to get that jersey. And they were like, oh, okay. Like, whatever. And it was a silent auction. I was like, okay, this is mine in the bag. So like I look at the thing and like the first like I write my name at the top of the list, like, because I'm like, oh, I'm gonna start this off because I got there early. And it was like $100 to start off. I was like, I'll throw $100 down for a fucking signed, like, authentic Nolan Ryan jersey. Like, that's not even like,
yeah,
that's
not even a, like, yeah, not even, yeah, you don't even think twice about that.
Yeah. So then I like come back like 15, 20 minutes later, and this fucking guy named Brent, just his name, like, it just scribbled in for like $120. I was like, who the fuck is this Brent guy? So I just one upped him and I like write it in for 140. And then I give it about 20, maybe even 30 minutes. And fucking Brent again. He comes in and it just, he writes his name in and he just $10 up over me. And I'm like, this fucking guy, like, who the fuck is this Brent guy? And I like see, I look over, like, I'm across the entire like venue and I like look over and I'm like, I see fucking Brent and he's just walking back and forth by like the table where he's the like, silent
he's
auction
like,
is.
He's like hawking over the damn jersey clipboard with the sheet on it.
Yeah. So finally I just like kind of big cock him and I just throw down like I one up him by like $40 and I'm like, I like if
fuck
he goes
you,
above
Brent.
Me, yeah, like basically fuck you, Brent, and like whatever, like. Like, if he, like, one-upped me on that one, like, he got it. Like, I'm not going to go above a certain number, but, like, I, like, was waiting, and then, like, I gave it, like, until, like, the final 5 minutes, and then he's still going back and forth, because there was a Nolan Ryan baseball sign, too, and he, like, I looked at it, and he wrote his name down for that, too, and I go back to get my jersey. So basically what ends up happening is I end up winning the jersey because fuck Brent, he's a pussy and like a piece of shit and scumbag. But I go over and look at the list for the baseballs and Brent got one upped on the baseball too.
No.
Yeah.
I
so
feel
fuck
so bad
you, Brent.
For Brent from Oregon.
Yeah.
Oh,
Brent,
man.
Fuck you.
Man.
Pussy.
Brent from Portland is having a shitty night tonight.
Oh yeah,
he probably got home with his girlfriend, and then some other guy walked in at the last minute and took his girlfriend from him too.
But you know how, like, you know why I didn't really feel bad for this guy is because
did he have a
Prince of
Steel necklace?
He did not. Oh. But he went. We were at a Rodeo Hall of Fame dinner, and he was in khaki shorts and a T-shirt. Everyone's wearing at least a button-up, jeans, and a cowboy hat. This guy was in fucking
khaki shorts.
And a T-shirt. Like, this guy deserved, like, to get run over by a fucking train. Like, you don't wear, like, have some decency, scumbag.
Yeah, show
like,
some respect for the Rodeo Hall of Fame of Oregon.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Like, biggest rodeo in Oregon.
Yeah.
Shout out St. Paul.
Little shitty move by Brad. But you should tweet out a picture of that jersey because it looks pretty solid.
It is fire.
Off of the at Boys from Okla Twitter.
Yeah. So after this podcast is released, the picture will be up. Don't sweat too much, ladies.
Ooh,
guys.
Ooh, we need to tag the Rockies in it and tell them this is what you get for not coming on the pod to discuss something.
Just be like at Astros.
Oh yeah. We're an Astros podcast now.
We are an Astros podcast now and just get the fucking we actually, like, I don't understand how we actually got tweeted out by the Rockies, but, like.
Yeah, I don't either. That was weird.
Making power moves in the podcast business. You got to do what you got to do.
I feel like we should say something positive if there are any people that are Rockies fans aside of yourself listening. That was a nice double play that De Matthew or whatever his name is turned today. If anyone else saw that, it was pretty sweet.
But, DJ LeMahieu and Trevor Story.
Yeah, I can never say his last name. Trevor Story is pretty. He's turned out to be an all right player, to be honest. I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, he was bad like 240 for a while, but now he's kind of just back to like 275, 280-ish, and I'm all right with it.
He's turned to be an all right player. But
and it's kind of weird how Nolan Arenado is just a fucking MVP candidate, and that's just weird how I've said that for the last 5 years, but nobody listens to me. But weird. Weird how he just hits home runs and dingers, and is just the best fielder in the MLB, but weird how Garrett's just a dumbass, I guess. But
Gleyber Torres, I mean, what's not to like? Apparently, he's the best player in the MLB right now.
Gleyber Torres can fucking not even hold up Nolan's fucking jock strap.
No, he's not even coming near Nolan's ball sack.
No one, like, I don't understand, like, I really don't understand how the Rockies got so lucky to get a good player. Like, that guy is actually, like, a top three player in the MLB, and the Rockies just have him. Like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no. Well, not only that, it's like the Rockies should probably make a move for some other players.
Yeah, like, we might, like
– three solid pieces.
Yeah, we have, like, two MVP candidates from last year, but we decide, like, maybe we just, like, don't – We spent the most money on a bullpen any franchise ever has, and we've given up I don't know the exact number, but it's the dumbest fucking amount of runs by a bullpen ever. Like we had a statistic where we had like 11 home games in a row where we gave up 8 runs. How is that even fucking possible? And it's not even our starting pitchers will go 5 or 6 innings every single game.
Wow.
So that's the Rockies.
You guys are killing it.
Yeah, we're good now. We went on a 5-game winning streak. Things are rolling now.
Good. All right. Well, I'm happy for you guys.
Yeah. So before we end this podcast, you got anything else to say there, Klaus?
No. I heard this evening that we're going to get some OU recruiting news in the next.
Yeah. What is that? Like he said, we're having like a summer party. Like, is that even like legal? So
OU does a annual recruiting summer barbecue, inviting out a bunch of recruits, obviously to the barbecue, and it's always been a pretty big event for OU recruiting. But I am seeing rumblings from some recruiting accounts and some local OU beat writers that there will be a lot of good news coming out of the bar. Obviously, OU's doing pretty well on the recruiting trail right now, so that'll be interesting to see.
Number one in the country, I'd say, is pretty good.
Yeah, I think they're doing okay. This whole Lincoln Riley guy is all right. I think he can stay for a little bit.
I mean, I'm gonna love to see a national championship this year, but I'm not gonna get ahead of myself because. I got ahead of myself last time on our podcast, and I said Kyler Murray could go fuck himself. So I'm not going to do that again. And I also said he was dead to me, but he is not anymore.
No, he's alive.
He is very alive. He is very well going to be a OU superstar and a Heisman and a national championship winner. So we'll see how that goes. I make bold predictions, and I usually am not correct. So that's it from me. Clauser, anything else?
That's it. That's all I got. All
right.
That's all I got. Folks at home. Our weekend recording session.
All right. Yeah. Happy to get back into it. All right. I'll see you later.
All right. I'll see you, buddy.
See ya. To a dashboard singing R.E.M. under summer stars. Never lean back on a jet black Chevy blowing smoke rings in the dark. You don't wanna be a rumor girl and I feel just the same. Yeah, I know that you don't know me well, but we can make that change. When was the last time you did something for the first time? Yeah. Let yourself go and follow.
love that feeling. Give me something new, isn't what you need. Like a real night. Let your head down, feel alive. When was the last time you did something for the first time? Never drank from the bottle of some $2 wine, run barefoot through the mud. Never had the right kiss stolen from your lips while you watch the sun go up. Well, I know your friends are watching and they probably disapprove. But give me just half a chance, girl, I'm daring you. When was the last time you did something for the first time? Yeah, let yourself go, baby, follow that feeling. Maybe something new is what you're needing. Like a real night, let your head down, feel alive. When was the